is the Christ poem of Philippians really a poem? Did Jesus really become equal with God? By Bart Ehrman. This is my second and final post on the Christ poem of Philippians chapter 2. Many years ago, when I talked about the poem, a reader who apparently knew Greek objected that the poetic lines I suggested didn't actually work. Below, I'll give his question and my response, but then I'll move on to an even more important issue: how the poem understands who Christ was before he became human and after his resurrection. If Christ was divine before the incarnation, how could he be made more divine afterwards? First, the question I received about whether this is some kind of poem, or rather, the objection that was raised. This rhythmic structure just does not work in Greek. The first stanza, with three lines, who, although he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped after. In Greek, the third line is only one word, and it appears in the middle of the second line, after only the first word of the so-called second line. There are a few different views of the structure, but they all must be based on the Greek text. My response was this: that's exactly right. You make a good point. For my translation, I arranged the poem in three stanzas of three lines each. But in Greek, it's different. But even there, there are still three stanzas of three lines each. But because of the grammatical differences, it works differently. In Greek, it's like this for the first part of the poem. Hosen morphe theo huparchon. Who, being in the form of God, ok arpagon egesato, did not consider it something to be snatched away, to enai isa theo, the being equal with God, ala heauto ekenosen, but he emptied himself, morphendulo labon, taking the form of a slave, en homoiomanti anthropon genomenos, and being born in the likeness of humans, kai schemati ureithis os anthropos, and being found in the shape of human, et apenosen heauton, he humbled himself, genomenos epekos mechri thanoto de stauro, becoming obedient unto death, even death on a cross. I think the way I'm scanning it makes sense, and as you must know, I wasn't the one who came up with any of these ideas. Now, whatever you think about its poetic structure and whether it was a pre-Pauline composition, now note, pre-Pauline does not mean it was composed before Paul converted, but that it was composed before it appears in this Pauline letter. Its three final stanzas are stunning. It may not be stunning to most Christians today who think that, yes, indeed, Christ pre-existed his appearance in the world and had always been divine. Though a close reading of what it actually says may be surprising, since it indicates that God elevated him to a higher position than he had before. But just imagine how it would resonate with someone living in the first century who knew that Jesus was publicly executed for crimes against the state. He was made equal with God. It might help if you imagine how he would feel if someone made a claim like this for someone who was condemned as an enemy of the state for insurrection against the United States and who suffered the death penalty. And then someone claimed he had been made God, the Lord of the universe. Really? Yep, that's what Paul's poem claims about Jesus. It's really astounding when you think about it, but that is what the ending of the poem appears to say. God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow on heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. That's actually a very clear allusion to a passage in the Old Testament, and it's a very striking passage indeed from Isaiah chapter 45. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, from my mouth has gone forth in righteousness a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. The stress in Isaiah is that Yahweh, the God of Israel, is the only God there is. And eventually the whole world will realize it and bow down to him in worship and swear by his name alone. In the Christ poem in Philippians, it is Jesus, the exalted Lord, to whom all will bow down and make confession. Christ, in his exaltation, is elevated to the highest level, to the level of God himself. This poem is alluding to an Old Testament passage on the assumption that the reader or the hearer knows it, and in a sense is turning it around. Now, it's not Yahweh, but Jesus to whom it applies, even though in the original, there is no other. This does not say that Jesus is Yahweh or that he had always been Yahweh. It says that God exalted him to the same level as himself, where everyone would worship him as the Lord, just as Yahweh was worshipped. Note, the name Yahweh gets translated into the Greek language as Lord, so that the name that is above every other name probably means that now Jesus is also called Lord, along with God himself, and is equally revered. And a final point. This poem, then, has a view that is both incarnational. Christ is a pre-existent divine being in God's form, though explicitly not equal with God, who becomes human. And it's also exaltational, who is exalted even higher than he was before to be equal with God. It's quite a poem, and it was around before Paul was writing to the Philippians in the mid-50s CE, so that at the latest, it must date to no fewer than 20 years after Jesus himself was walking the earth, which is pretty amazing. Later Christians will modify their Christological views further so that Jesus did not get exalted to a higher state at his resurrection, but was an equal with God before that time. In all these Christological views, there is the pressing question that at least became pressing in later times. It obviously wasn't all that pressing in Paul's day, since he doesn't address it. Maybe no one thought it was a problem yet. If Jesus is, in some sense, God, in fact, equal with God, and if God is God, well, doesn't that mean there are two gods? The doctrine of the Trinity that was hammered out much later was intended to deal with just that question.